This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
I'm really confused, Dave. Real quick before we get started tonight. Did Jimmy get overserved? Because when he did that bumper, his speech really gets bad.
He typically gets overserved, I think, yeah.
All right, real quick, also before we get started tonight on Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. Brian, where's your ride at?
My ride is on the way.
Get up on the mic, Brian.
What's the app say? What's the app say? Four minutes, five minutes, how long until your ride gets
What's
the rating? What's the driver's
it
rating?
It says...
I'm not sure if you guys can actually comprehend this concept.
He's going to scoop him up.
But my ride actually isn't being tracked by GPS right now.
Oh!
Because you got that...
Dropping the ball!
Did you get that darknet ride?
Yeah, I paid for it in Bitcoin.
You got to open up the Tor browser.
Yeah,
I just sent your group text VPN to share my current location thing, so it is being tracked by GPS.
Seven proxies.
Yeah, I go through multiple proxies, and I pay in Ethereum for my rides, just so I know
that's chill.
Well, yeah. I put everything out in the open because I actually don't have anything to hide. You know,
you believe in transparency.
I believe that, you know, I'm going to live my life the way I want to live my life, and I have nothing to hide.
That's people awesome. Can take it or leave it.
I've heard you say this before, and then I also remember once you were like, my roommate's coming.
This is true. How many hours ago was that?
We can't get into the details of what happened earlier today.
Well, maybe that was the problem. It's just a family-friendly show. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really
just
didn't
do whatever
care,
you want. I don't care.
You care.
My roommate's coming.
That's right. If you're not familiar with the dulcet tones of Brian Keller, you can follow him on Instagram at Advanced Mail. Because he sounds like
AdvancedMail.com.
He talks the talk.
Brian at AdvancedMail.com.
AdvancedMail.biz.
Email at Brian.com.
Yeah. That's right.
Email at AMail.com.
My email at me.biz.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Email at AMail?
Yeah.
That's nice, dude. What about YMail? We on YMail yet? I'm
like good
on that. Why not? See, that's what I'm talking about. Excellent. Brian, where's your ride at now? Have we tracked it?
No word yet.
We're not tracking in real time.
Can they drop a pin?
Dave, I dropped the pin. Dave, can we send out the HeritageRadioNetwork.punk drone to see where Sammy's at?
Let me see if I got one of those.
The weather's a little overcast, man.
It's tough out there.
Oh, this is an all-weather drone.
Well, perhaps what we can do is just shine a light with BK.
I'd love to shine a light on this whole thing. Tell you what, man.
Blocked out in the light, so it's this nice
light. We'll get all these Burger King customers lining up there.
BK, yeah. Can I get a Whopper? I'm sorry, we're all out of Whoppers. Oh, the drone!
The drone's firing up, man.
Yeah, there it is.
Send the drone around.
It's a diesel-powered drone. You have to, crank it up.
You have to get that two-stroke.
That's ethanol,
this drone
dude.
Is yeah. nauseating.
It's you have to get that two-stroke going before it gets an airborne. But you really have to crank it.
It's a weed whacker that's been converted. It's upside down.
It's upcycled.
Very cool drone, though. I like it.
Enough about me, though. What about y'all?
Well, thank you, Brian, for asking. That's right. It's me, your host, Eric. I just want to let everybody know I flipped the switch.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Whoa.
Something looked different about you to me.
Wait.
Well, thank you for noticing. I flipped the switch.
You turned the page?
Yeah.
You cross a threshold?
I DGAF. I flipped the switch.
He doesn't give a frick.
What did you
do? He doesn't give a frick.
I don't give a frick, man. I flipped the switch. I'm living my best life. Full disclosure, I spent 10 days in a van with Brian recently, and I learned a lot about how to just be honest with yourself and with others, and took a few things away from that. So I've tried to implement them in my daily life, and one of those that I found was to flip the switch. I don't give a frick anymore.
Also, it went from A to B.
Yes.
Ben Harris, do you give a frick?
I don't give a freak.
Nice.
I might give a frick, but I haven't found that out about myself yet. I've done a lot of
Well, spend 10 days in a van with Brian. You'll find out.
I might. I'm down for that level
Great.
Of introspection.
Brian, can we book that soon? Get Ben in the van
Actually,
with you?
Actually, Brian's van's available to be locked in for 10 days starting on Friday.
Excellent.
I've been meaning to do the whole isolation tank thing for a long time. If I could just do it in a van.
No, this is an opposite. It's like an immersion tank.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a sensory, immersed. Like you fully... Yes.
Fully immersed.
You're all of your neurons are just
it's
experiencing...
It's hot, it's loud, yeah, it yeah. smells.
There are very. There's a lot of similarities to like sitting in the back of my van in the summer.
Yeah.
That kind of go like hand in hand with sitting in an actual sensory deprivation tank.
Yes. Okay.
We can pull blinds down, it's great.
Yeah, it gets dark.
If you cover up the hole in the floor,
yeah.
then you actually kind of cut out the amount of noise the drive shaft
You still
is
have
making.
The hole in the floor then. That's you
right.
still
oh,
have
yeah.
the
I'm not going to. Yeah. My friend Mike made that hole and I love that
hole.
Hello?
I am You hear me?
Yeah, I hear
yeah,
you.
I can hear you.
Is it Sammy?
All right, I'm on the corner of Bogart right now.
Bogart and Moore?
Bogart and what, Sammy?
Yep, Bogart and Moore.
Oh, that's awesome, Sammy.
Yeah, we are too.
That's great.
That's where we are.
Oh, well, cool. I'm going to leave this off with the fact that if you're in a sensory deprivation tank, there's a lot of salt water involved.
Yeah, no, yeah. it gets if you have cuts, salty. It's painful.
Exactly,
yeah.
And the level of illumination that happens within your body mm-hmm. of where the little tears are in your skin.
Right. They're just
same thing happens in the van. 10 nice. Days of that, that'll wake your ass
Those
up.
Those synapses nice. Are just firing.
Good night, everybody. I'm going to catch my ride. Good
okay,
night, Brian.
Okay, Brian. Thanks.
Hey, be safe.
Thanks,
hey, thanks
for coming
for playing.
By. Thanks for stopping by,
Sammy.
Brian. Okay. Hey,
Godspeed
regards
to Sammy.
To Sammy
yeah, regards.
Know? There you go. A sip for the road. Take two sips.
Take
chug
it with you. Just take
chug
it with you.
Chug it. Chug it. Chug
yeah,
it.
It looks
chug
like a Pepsi.
Chug it. Chug
We're
it.
Talking about an Estrella Jalisco.
Yeah.
That's right. We are.
Later,
Thanks, Brian.
Well, that was fun for Brian to check in.
That was a good pop in.
Dr.
Like
Michael Zoman.
Oh, here I am.
Do you give a frick?
Oh, I'm flipping very much giving a frick.
Yeah?
Oh,
about
wow.
what?
Well, my switch is just stuck on the one where I give a frick.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
I have a guy. Do you want me to? Can
Are you
I
feeling
know,
stuck though?
Yeah.
No, I'm like.
Do you want somebody to jostle it a little
to
bit?
To me, it's strength,
power.
Yeah.
All right.
Strength.
I'm not a quitter.
Perseverance.
Yeah.
Determination.
I picked a side of the switch, and I'm gonna stick to that side of it. I'm not gonna turn it off.
What?
I'm not gonna switch it or flip it or any of those things.
Well,
I might as well super glue this switch.
Follow up question.
Yes.
Based on the statements you just gave, you will not be laying it down, flipping it, or reversing it.
No.
No, none of those things.
Just wanted to make sure.
No, I'm not going to do any of those things.
And you're okay with that?
Well, I don't know, but I decided. And I have to just go with it now.
Life is just a series of choices.
Stand in your truth. Make a decision. Stand in your truth.
That's right.
Stand in your truth. Stand in your place of power. Plant your feet
right.
in that place
no,
of
no.
power.
Stay strong. Stay strong.
Draw that power up from the
stay
earth
strong for
where
me.
You're rooted, and then stand in
stay
that
truth. Stay strong for me.
Yeah. And just stay there and stay rooted and, like, make sure that you keep to your convictions.
Dr. Michael Zoman, I'm going to look you in the eye right now. I'm going to tell you this. I support you, brother.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, I'll stand beside
you.
I'll proudly stand.
I'll stand by you.
Next to you. Oh, we did two different.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Though.
I never
yeah.
knew.
Yeah.
I never,
same era.
I never knew picking one side would be so hard.
You got to do it, man. Like you're a role model to millions of listeners out there.
And can I please say, the courage.
No.
Nope. Sorry.
Sorry.
All right. Next topic.
All right.
All right. Moving
about that.
On.
That's fine.
Hey. Welcome to Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. What are we, 10 minutes in?
I feel bad for laughing at
that
cool
little
thing we did. Yeah,
that was pretty good.
That was really good. Hey, you know what they call that? They call that theater.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, baby. Theater, you know what?
Turn it off and on, drop it ahead.
That's right. It's acting, baby. John Lovett style, you know?
Yeah.
Take you back. Kids, jump on the internet.
It
find
stinks.
Out who yeah, it stinks.
There you go.
Well, the critic.
I wish someone could quote the beginning of happiness right now.
Oh, God. I wish. I can't. No. I'll lose the game. I'll lose the game a million
yes.
times over if I quote that.
Yes.
That's John Lovett's finest moment, if
sure
you ask me.
Sure is.
But you have found us yet again, listener. You have unlocked the door. You have cracked the code.
You've crossed the threshold.
That's right.
You're with us now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So hey, let's
there
have
was a time before,
and
now there is
yeah.
now,
and it's yeah. it's and everything
and there you cannot go back.
Nope.
Has changed.
Nope. Some things you can't unhear. Some internet radio shows you can't unlisten.
You can't outslow a snail. You can't untail a tail.
That's right.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
That's right.
That's right.
Talk to little Bobby Bird. Talk
a life
little,
is a highway.
I want to ride it
all night long.
Yeah, I'm riding it all night long. You know what we're doing after this? Yeah, we're going to go ride this highway. It's going to be pretty awesome. But first, we have to do Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. First things first,
play the bumper.
Please.
What?
Oh, jeez, Dave. All right. Dave's not ready yet again. Spring has sprung.
Oh, boy.
Spring has sprung. First topic of the evening.
It's
spring
official.
Has sprung.
It was 88 degrees today.
That's right. It
sure was.
And how did that make you feel, Dr. Michael Zoman?
Well, it was 88 degrees in the side of...
Damp.
What's that?
Moist.
Damp.
Moist boys.
Damp.
It's not even hot out yet, guys.
No. I actually didn't mind today. I was shocked.
No, yeah. It was pretty nice. Walked around a lot.
I was walking to Roberta's. Yeah. Oh. I looked at my phone, and then that's when I realized it was 88 degrees.
Yep.
It wasn't that bad.
There was a breeze.
I was in a basement all day.
Sure.
Full of mold. A litter box.
Black
and then,
mold?
A repairman came in the middle of the basement session to tell us there was also raw sewage on the floor.
That's wonderful.
Oh, black. You mean that Texas tea?
Well, Texas tea.
Black gold.
Black mold gold. Tea. Yeah. Poo-poo pee-pee.
Poo-poo tee-tee.
Poo-poo pee-pee.
Tee-tee doo-doo.
It was bad down there. You know the basement I was in, right?
Nah, yeah,
remember the
I know
golden
it
days of the basement being organized and
yes
clean?
Yes.
Oh, man.
They're gone.
Someone decided to sublet their room there, and they just moved all their belongings into boxes and put
yes
them in the middle of the basement.
It is unfortunate, oof, and I think someone should lay down the gauntlet, put the hammer down on that, you know what I'm saying?
We even opened
you know
up the bulkhead made famous by that Preoccupations video.
Oh, yeah.
For anxiety.
Dude, yeah.
Wait, that Preoccupations bulkhead filmed a video in your
I
basement?
I was in a basement today, and the bulkhead of that basement is featured in a Preoccupations music
really
video.
This wait,
is
on true the rock block? Have I been in this
no
basement?
No, on the block of Willoughby,
between Central
and Wilson.
And Evergreen.
Oh.
Evergreen,
Central
sorry. And Evergreen, yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So that's right, kids. If you're listening, head over to Willoughby between Central and Evergreen and start looking for the bulkhead.
Yeah. That backyard has fallen into disgrace as well.
Well, you know, there's been some changes. And also,
6 months ago, a couple gentlemen beerboarded a man on the ground.
This is true.
I don't
this
think
true
anyone ever cleaned up after that.
Yeah, I saw pictures of that.
Yeah, it's actually in, there's a buzzworthy,
it's a CIA
advanced
interrogation
there's a buzzworthy
technique,
band right now, Dave. Giggly Boys. They had cut a video for one of their new singles.
Los Giglio Boys.
Heard of them.
Yeah,
I think that they're primed up to reach a whole new audience right now.
I think so. If what I'm hearing is that big things are about to happen. So
I heard in a very similar basement to the one I was in today that the Giggly Boys finished putting the final accoutrement on a full-length
yes
album.
All the accoutrement is on the album now. It must be shipped off to the Wizards to make it awesome. But that's going to be easy work. Short shrift, as they say in the business.
That's right. It's pretty easy
yeah
to polish a piece of gold.
Yes. It's much harder to
much
polish
harder
a turd.
Polish a turd.
Yes.
God, right. Wow.
Perlish a turd yeah tonight on Roberta's Radio. We ain't polishing.
You know what
no
Giggly
turds
Boys did today, from what I hear, is
what's
they
that
broke on through to the other side.
Whoa.
Wow, really?
Of being finished with an album.
Huh.
Their
now
second
that
album.
Wow.
Dr. Michael Zoman, that is a very, very, very apropos segue, because tonight we want to burst on through to the other side. That's right, baby. So we've been on this side for a long time, and listener, you can
too long.
What side
yeah
is that?
Well, this side.
This one.
Side.
This side.
Dave, come on. This side.
Yeah, get with the program.
What about that side?
Well,
that's
what
we're going
about to experience that side.
Oh, you
Jesus
want that
Christ
side. You want
yeah
that side.
Yeah, so I
because you've been on
your
this side.
Dave, get your head out of
dude
your ass.
Okay.
Come
I
on,
it
Dave.
I see,
harsh
I see
language,
it
but warranted.
You know, Dave, when we do the pre-production meetings at Cipriani's Fi Dai, one
you
of
know, it's
one
like
of,
I'm not even there, really.
One
it's
of
like
the
miles
city
away.
One of the
I
nation.
I feel the same way.
One of North America. One of the whole Western Hemisphere's one of the greatest restaurant, Cipriani's Fi Dai. And sometimes I think you're more involved with your lobster thermidor
I just,
than
I
you are with the
tower
conversation that we're having.
I can't take my eyes off that
their
seafood tower.
Their surf and turf is unparalleled. You have to give them that. I mean, it really is. It does require your full
meanwhile
attention.
So meanwhile,
fresh. I like so to put club exactly sauce on my steak. That's
nice
a little tip.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Insider tip.
Yeah.
So
the waiters respect you more when you ask for it.
I took a
they want
take
you to
two
believe
sides
that
of club yeah sauce.
I took a 12-day break from radio a few weeks ago. And when I came back, my eating habits had changed slightly. And so now I order off menu couscous salad. So I was picking at that.
It's a healthy choice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
and I look a lot better, right?
It's heart smart. Yeah, I mean,
you
do
got the viewing mechanism at home.
I'll take the cauliflower with harissa.
Nice, dude. That's a kava style order right there, right. Man. Kava. Shout out to
for
kava.
For my grain, I will take the legume lentils.
Yeah, legumes, lentils.
Big shock to them.
Big shock, man. Oh, no, I'll have the lentils. Are you out of them? Anyways, he's all staring at the lobster thermidor. And you know what he's doing? He's just firmly planting himself in this side. And I'm sitting there with my couscous salad. And I'm saying, no, man, we're going to break on through to the other side. And that's going to happen tonight, baby. Going to try not to get arrested in Miami for indecent exposure. But not everyone can be Jim Morris.
Adolf Hitler is alive and well and living in Miami.
Right?
Yeah,
nice work,
bad,
Dave.
Yeah.
Maybe you were paying attention.
I'm standing here, my eyes glazed over, jaw slackened, staring out into nothing, feeling like I might be on the other side.
Hold on a second. How do we know?
I don't know how to know.
Can we talk about some signs, perhaps, that we have researched or read about or experienced ourselves about knowing that we are on the other side?
Pressure differential.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get goosebumps. Your skin pricks up.
You feel
all the hairs
you
on
might
your,
feel lighter.
Yeah.
Or heavier.
All the hairs on your arm stand up, and you feel as if you've been buoyed up by the difference in atmospheric pressure. Almost like you don't have to sit so hard on the balls of your feet. Like gravity doesn't operate the same way on your body.
Your stupid old butt isn't quite so worn out after a long day doing nothing at all.
It's perked up. All of a sudden, you don't have those heavy hanging butt cheeks. They're looking a little bit lighter.
Perked,
if you will.
You don't have to wear a bra anymore.
The first time I ever broke on through.
All right, you know, okay, if you want to start.
I don't
Dr.
mean
Michael's
me,
Zellman.
I mean, you know. Okay.
Those that wear them.
Yeah.
No.
You don't on Earth either, you know, but we're going to break on through to the other side. Now, hold on a second. As far as I understand it, the other side is below the surface.
Really? Ooh. I thought it was above
look,
the
hey,
ceiling.
Look, you know,
I thought it was inside your mind.
Wow. Now we have some very differing opinions, and I think this is going to open the floor up for discussion.
If
you're out there listening to the program tonight, Dave is going to give you a very important phone number that you'll need to dial and call in with your opinions on where the other side.
I actually have a machine I brought
really
from
is.
The scientific laboratory that I work
oh,
at.
Oh, really?
That can measure what side you're on.
Really?
Yes.
I'll be.
It's a brand new machine that we developed at the laboratory.
I wasn't aware
that
technology.
Work at. That I go to that work at every day.
I thought that technology was still 10 years out.
No, well, you know, I mean,
I read an article in Wired magazine.
That's what the government
commercially,
wants you to
it's
think.
10 years
precisely,
out.
Yeah,
I mean, clearly,
precisely, Dave.
But yeah. I'll stick a few needles into your skin, and we'll get to reading what side you're on.
I would love that.
Definitely want to do that. First, I want to talk about what do we think the other side is? Do we think that the grass is greener on the other side?
I do.
Is the concrete grayer on the other side?
I don't think they have grass or concrete on the
what
other side.
What do they have, man?
The I think that the idea that the grass is
what
greener on the other
notions
side.
What kind of radical notions does your mind have right now about the other side?
I think that the
We're
grass
opening
being
up
greener.
A great discussion. Dave, give them the phone number. If you're listening tonight, you have thoughts on the other side, give us a call at
718-497-2128. That's
Let's say that again.
718-497-2128.
Let's do That's it one right. more time slowly.
718-4, wait.
Oh, no.
He's got it. It's all on his tongue, you know?
I'm like micro machines.
That's
I gotta,
right.
I gotta
What's that guy's
fast.
Name?
That
guy,
I forget.
Jimmy.
Jimmy something.
Jimmy Morris.
Starts with an
718-497-2128. Can you say it again regular? That was too slow.
No.
Okay, thanks.
I think it was 717-218-8278.
I thought it was
717-777-7177.
312-418-1149.
One more time, Dave.
718-497-2128.
Ah, I'll be damned. I heard it wrong.
Fake hero.
How are the lines?
Are they heating up yet? Great.
The phone bank is
still dead.
Cool. That's awesome. So this is working out. Maybe, probably. To be honest with you guys, we should shut off this mortal coil and move on to the other side, break on through to the other side, just to get away from the lack of participation from the listener.
Well, I think we should do.
Sometimes, yeah.
Why?
We should light up some Palo Santo.
Oh, get some Palo Santo.
Some Nag Champa.
If you have
we should string up some prayer flags.
Some pine resin.
Hold on. If you got
get some mescaline.
If you got the smell-o-vision, we just added it a couple weeks ago. If you got smell-o-vision, we're going to fire up the Palo Santo right now. So you may notice a strong odor.
I got a
odor.
Bunch of dream catchers in my backpack.
Yes.
We're going to string up all over the place.
That's right.
I like your movies, man. You got
Coco Pellies.
Hey, thanks, fan.
I put my Coco Pellies about the room.
I probably have some crystal dust that I can pour out of my bag over here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love to do crystal. I have my glass dick in my bag.
No, you don't do it.
A stiletto?
We will need that glass dick, but you don't do crystal. Crystal does you, my friend.
Very true.
If you want to get to the other side. Yeah.
Hold on. That also is part of the adage that crystal cleans your house. And crystal does your homework,
or
and crystal takes you to the club.
If you study on crystal, take the test on crystal.
Yes, definitely.
No, you
want
to go in there on crystal. If you open your third eye, you can see the whole universe in one crystal, is what I've been told.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think I'd like
to... Is
that
the other side?
I think that...
Break!
I'm a lizard king! I can do anything!
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to get to.
Right? You want to open
up? I was
up,
doing the bridge.
You're
all a bunch of fucking slaves.
Whoa!
All right, man.
Let's not let the Foley work win the game or lose it or whatever.
Come on, James Morrison, calm
down.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Whatever. Jim Morrison's not dead, for those that are curious.
Well, didn't he like, wasn't he, isn't there like one frame? I understood.
No. The Wizard King is alive and well and living somewhere.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I always understood that there's one frame of the, I learned this in AP history in high school. I was a talented gifted.
Pretty small. Pretty smart guy.
I was a pretty smart kid. There's one frame of the Zapruder film in which you can see what is clearly
Jim Morrison,
but he's aged well beyond the early 30s. He's about like 46, 47 years old.
So
the predominant theory that I learned, at least from Dr. Plugstra back in the day, is that he had become
Dr. Plugstra.
Yeah.
Great. I love all his work.
Great guy.
I celebrate all his work.
Yeah, University of Chicago.
Oh, nice. Yes. You know, that's what I'm talking
about.
Late 90s, early 70s, Boston, Louisville, Chicago.
I always understood that the Lizard King kind of became unmoored in time, and he kind of shows up in different eras.
Yeah, definitely.
Like you see him in you know like engravings from the 17th century.
I think that the gravestone in Paris or France or wherever that everybody's pissing on or pouring whiskey on.
Paris or France?
Yeah, either one.
Yeah,
is simply when. James Francis Morrison, yeah. I believe. He just shuffled off the mortal coil.
Sure, but I mean,
you said he became unmoored in time.
I believe so, and I think that gravestone is really just a marker, a place marker, not
a
time marker.
From when he left this terrestrial plane.
Well,
man.
It's the best we could have done.
See, man,
because we haven't broken
on
through.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Hey, man,
he broke on through, man.
He broke on through, and now
come on, man.
The best we can do to memorialize him is to erect an earthly headstone in one place in one
time.
Yeah,
one that looks kind of like the Sphinx's face because everybody's been pissing on it and pouring whiskey on it.
Yeah, taking TTs on that for you know centuries or whatever.
Yeah, so
the fact of the matter is he's all over the damn place.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna break on through to the other side. Because I'm tired of living in a world with a hologram of the Wizard King. I want to see his face.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do that. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to break on through to the other side. This is an exclusive on Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. after the break. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It's nice to have a break right now. You know, JPJ,
I was just fucking
man.
Goddamn it, motherfucking shit. Fuck, motherfucker. Right? Cock sucking, hey. Bitch. Fuck, shit, piss,
and
shit.
And I couldn't agree
God
more,
damn it,
man.
Motherfucker, shit, shit,
I thought
fuck, shit, fuck.
I thought Dave's work was absolutely
I'm so glad
atrocious.
We're on the goddamn fucking break right now because I can't fucking stand this fucking shit.
You know what? If I don't get paid more right now,
I'm fuck
out.
This.
We're I'm tired of this shit.
We're on break, right?
We're on break, right, Dave?
Yeah, we're not live, right? Motherfucker.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh, my God.
No, we're
Dave,
on break.
Where have you been for the last 45 seconds?
Do the thing with the
We've
fucking,
been on break.
Play that fucking ad of Joe.
Play that fucking ad with Joe doing the Appalachian.
God damn it.
Like, classist thing that he does.
You know what? This is just another fucking email I gotta send.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Wambongovi thing.
We're gonna break on through to the other side.
We're gonna do the Wambongovi thing.
They were loving it.
Yeah, well, put the
you
go back
what,
to break.
Dave?
Go back to break.
Frankly, I don't give a damn.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Will you get sane?
Don't you ever tell me what to do. Ever.
Yeah, fuck off, Ray.
Yeah, fuck off, Ray.
Fuck you, Tom.
Shoot all right,
and we're
all
back.
Right. Hey, and now we're back at Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network .punk. Give a shout out to our producer, our fearless producer, Dave Tadashore, for making sure we hit the marks.
Hitting all the marks, hitting the corners. You
lights,
know,
camera,
like
action, hit the marks. All right, we're back. And now, exclusively on Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network .punk.
Exclusive satellite stream.
Yep.
From a concert in Guadalupe.
Oh, hold on. We're about to break on through to the other side. This is gonna happen. I got New York's finest sand hogs down here in the studio.
Digging in a pressurized
digging,
chamber.
Digging, digging. They've been digging for weeks for this moment we're about to reveal right now. Heritage Radio. Network.punk, Roberta's Radio, we're breaking on through to the other side right frickin' now!
Okay. Give us one moment to establish the satellite connection
that's right.
Guadalupe.
Buffering.
We're going live from
buffering.
A soccer stadium in Guadalupe to a cheering crowd.
We haven't heard from JBG
crowd.
In a while.
Oh, wow. Where are
we're
we, man?
We're about to tap into a live stream of an exclusive Wambongovi concert.
Where are we, man?
We haven't heard from Wambongovi in a couple weeks.
Where are we, man? We've broken through,
okay,
Dave.
I think we're still trying to establish the satellite connection.
Yes,
that will involve the sound of a cheering crowd.
Yeah, what's taking so long?
The audio from my phone and a bunch of reverb on the mic. Now the audio from my phone and a bunch of reverb on the mic.
Yes. His mic. Mike's mic.
Hola. Hola todos personas.
Oh, where are we, man? Where are we?
Yo estoy.
Wambongovi. Wow. Hey, this just in, Roberta's Radio, we broke on through to the other side. We're in a Wambongovi concert. This is the most amazing thing.
Now the audio from...
He's in his prime. He's in his prime.
Gracias! Yo estoy Wambongovi. Esta es Arme dos veces. Arme dos veces, meña. Háblame dos besos el día de hoy. Háblame dos besos, chica. Me voy a ir. Háblame dos besos por una mañana. Una sola por hoy. Háblame dos besos, me voy a ir.
Gracias!
Wow. This just in.
Gracias a todas personas.
This just in on Roberta's radio.
Yo estoy un mongoli. El último persona de todos estados.
El cantante última.
Gracias.
Yes, el cantante último. The best singer
Ladies
that's ever been
gentlemen.
Known on the face of the planet, Juan Bon Jovi. Wow.
El Rey del Rock and Roll.
Wow.
Juan Bon Jovi.
It's been a while.
Wow. It's been a while.
It might have been like close to a year.
Yeah, almost.
It's been a long time. That was the most amazing thing that ever happened. I don't know if you were able to capture that, listener. It happened so fast. It happened at the speed of light.
In the blink of an eye.
We broke on through to the other side. We had the Sandhogs down in the pit. We'd been building the pit for months, knowing that this show was coming up, and they finally broke on through. And what happened? What happened? We went back in time to Juan Bon Jovi, 1972. And where was it?
Guadalupe.
And he was singing. He was singing a classic song. Amandamos dos veces or something, right?
Amados dos veces.
Love
Amados
me two
dos
times.
Veces, chica.
Yeah, right? Wow. That was amazing. Wow.
This song is reminding me of the first time I ever broke on through to the other side. When one of my friends in the trailer park I grew up with stole a little weed from his mom.
Yeah, right?
Oh, wow,
take
yeah.
that first hit.
We
of,
smoked it out of a child stethoscope that we ripped the paper hearing part off of.
Wait,
and cut the
me,
rubber hose
please.
Off. Because that was the closest thing we could find that resembled the shape of a pipe.
The
seeds out of it.
I want to go ahead and thank the year 2018 for allowing us to be able to speak as candidly and freely as you can.
Sure.
Because obviously modern times call for modern stories about the past, and that's what we're telling. So please, we all know. We're all cool, man.
Dude, your grandpa smokes weed now.
Well,
for his
did.
Glaucomas or whatever.
Yeah. Grandpa's selling
like,
weed now.
Your proverbial so grandpa yeah. proverbially smokes proverbial
right.
weed
right.
for
right.
his proverbial
right.
glaucomas.
Right. None of this holds up in a court of law. This is all hearsay.
Well, it depends on where you're in court.
On the other side or here?
On the other side, like Colorado.
Yeah.
Like the
continental
District of Columbia.
Divide. Yeah, oh, wow.
Like Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
Like Oregon, like California.
Virginia.
Is it legal there? Maryland.
Oh, the other side.
Is it legal
side.
In Maryland?
Oh, the other weed side.
No,
D.C. is.
D.C., the
D.C.
city.
It's.
But it's weird. You have to go to like a club. You know what I mean? It's like it's not legal for retail sale.
I would never join any club that would have someone like me as a member.
It's kind of thing where if you want to buy weed legally, you have to like stand and be counted to do it.
Like in what way?
You
have to give all your information to somebody. And then you, have,
yeah. I mean, you don't get a, it's not like a prescription, but you get like a license to buy it at a buyer's club.
Okay.
Right.
Not like a store.
And I look forward to a future where in every state in the union, you can purchase marijuana for whatever you want. Maybe you got medical issues. Maybe you got mental issues. Maybe it's your day off. I don't give a rip. You
what
know?
If you
want
to break on through back to the other side where you have to go get in a guy's car
Man,
to buy like
know,
a,
I'm going
to
tell you what.
A dime bag of weed.
And right. like circle
you get in this
oh,
guy's
yeah.
Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Buy $10 worth of weed.
His Trans Am to get a nickel bag for a dime.
Yeah. Garbage.
Nickel bags
Garbage.
At dime prices.
Hey, I'm not going back to that side. I'll tell you what.
No
1997,
way.
Huh?
Maybe we should do a free association thing.
Now that we've come back from the other side?
Well, now that we're on the firmly on the other side of the other side.
I'm with that. Let's My mind say. Feels free.
Hey, man, what kind of game do you want to play, man?
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be on the other side? Freedom.
Reality.
Truth.
Jinx. You guys can't talk until somebody says your name.
Okay.
Expansiveness.
Honesty.
Tax-free.
He talked. He wasn't supposed to talk.
Revelation.
He talked!
So now what are you trying to tattle to,
nah,
Dave?
Man, come on, Dave. It's 2018, man. I just said it, man. We live in a cool new reality. Hey.
Yeah, this is a very cool new reality.
Not being a little tattletale biatch.
Yeah. Yes.
That's, the one not my, being that's a, my free association.
Not being a snitch.
Ooh, a working VCR.
Oil on a overhead projector.
Nice. Light show, man.
The Velvet Underground.
Yeah, the plastic exploding inevitable. Also, that family dog out in San Francisco about the same time. Really funny story, man. Check it out. It's about...
fog machines?
It's yes. about super Lava fast lamp. Internet, man.
Oh, yeah.
Led Zeppelin posters.
DSL.
High quality nice. JPEGs.
It's about still holding on to one of those AOL CDs they used to send you back in the 90s. No, that'd be man. Sick.
It's not about that. It's about net neutrality.
Oh, wow, man. Yes. Definitely, definitely.
Indeed.
It's about tearing down the walls Ooh. Between me and you.
E-racism.
Oh, yeah.
It's about coexist. Yeah. But all the letters
that bumper
are...
bumper sticker. Yeah, yeah sick different. Bumper yeah. sticker.
Like the C is like a copyright sign, and the O hold on, is hold like on. A... What's that...
it's a moon. It's a moon sign.
The C is a yin copyright yang. Sign, and the O is a stop a sign, yang. And the yeah. E is like an ecstasy pill.
Yeah.
And the
Star of David in there.
The
and like
X
a,
is
like
a XX triple.
It's like
X.
a railroad Orthodox, crossing.
Yeah, Greek Orthodox yeah. cross in there. Yeah. yeah, it's cool as hell, man.
And the I is like the I from iPhone.
Yeah. Oh no. The I is the I from Instagram.
Lowercase I.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. It's a lowercase I yeah, in front Instagram. Of an S. That's just a snake.
Be, you always want to be Instagram in that, you know.
Always be Grandma. That's what I say.
Wow, man. It's so
that was a
nice.
Good free association. I feel like we have a real like dream board of what being on the other side is now.
My I'm mind
gonna,
feels
vision
limber.
Board.
I'm gonna put a lookbook together, and then I'll send it out. So. We'll start doing the fashion line next week, and we want to shoot for spring 2019. So
I'll do my thing where I write 2 haikus a day.
Nice. Ben Harris, what are you gonna
for
do?
For the brand. That's one of my jobs.
Yeah. Your haiku guy.
Yeah.
Your lead haiku guy.
Ben, will you do 2 drawings a day where you don't pick the pen up from the page once you start? That
I'm
are based
do,
on the Roberta's Radio page, yeah. brand.
I'm going to do 2
do a
drawings
blind,
a day.
Too. Do a blind.
Yeah, well,
close
I'm gonna
your
do,
eyes and just draw.
I'm going to do 2 drawings a day blindfolded with my non-dominant hand.
Okay, nice.
Nice. Blindfolded,
I like
not,
where this is
not
going.
Looking. It's
going
to be...
I like where this is going.
I'm going to do one on... It's going to do one... I'm going to do one traditional style, like gouache on paper.
Nice.
I'm going to do another one in sand.
Nice, pardon nice. Bhagwan.
Both with my
yeah,
non-dominant
nice.
Hand.
Yeah. Oh, the Bhagwan.
I think these all sound like good ideas. We're all pumping the creative fluid.
That's right. We are. We're priming. We primed the pump. Then we broke on through. And now our thoughts are liquid, man.
Yeah, they're flowing
like
in between
every,
us.
Like everything is like a lava lamp, man.
I'm going to do 30 like, different kinds of mushrooms.
Yeah, man.
And at the peak of every trip, I'm going to paint a portrait.
Amanita.
Yeah,
Fly
man.
A Garrett.
Yeah, man.
Death's Head.
Morel.
Yes. Morel.
Yes.
Criminy.
Morning Trumpet.
Hen of the Woods.
Angel's
nice.
Hair. Demon's Claw.
Button.
Button Marsh.
Canned.
Buttons on my shirt.
Crystal
shirt
Wind.
Mushrooms.
Stagist.
Spare Bedroom Mushrooms.
Yeah.
You know?
Frangelica.
Neglected over full closet that when you move
yeah.
out, there's some weird
there's some
mushroom
mushrooms.
Growing in the corner.
Yeah, eat those.
Purple Mold.
Wow.
Black
this
mold.
Is...
yeah, black and purple mold. I left a towel on my bathroom floor a couple
how
months
long?
Back.
How long?
It's still there.
60 days? 90 days?
A couple months back.
Got some spore activity?
I'm waiting to harvest... I don't know. Maybe
I did
could.
A similar thing. I pooped into a box.
Sure.
And I just let it sit for months and months.
Well, yeah. We all know that mushrooms grow on shit.
Well,
right?
Apparently not my shit.
Oh,
well,
no.
Probably because it's not the right
all
nutrient.
All that grew
off
my shit was a nasty smell.
That's all you got.
And then a disturbing visual.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Stink lines?
No, the whole thing kind of dries out like a piece of clay.
Oh, uh-huh. that's a bummer.
Did you? Was that disturbing visual helpful to sort of jar you out of your humdrum daily existence at least?
No,
did
it
you,
drove me further into the pit.
Oh,
do you
wow.
have a squeeze bottle with water that you could just kind of like...
Yeah, you could rehydrate.
No, my
Come on, man.
I had a squeeze bottle, and then this guy broke it.
This guy,
I was going to buy a new one, and the cashier dropped the ball. Wow. So I wasn't able to buy it.
You know what? Sounds like this happened before you broke on through to the other side.
I was going
to
get one, but then I had to do this.
You know, the Wizard King abides, and he'll make sure that everything is nice how you like it. And what this about, show.
I think the movie pick of the week is obviously The Doors biopic starring Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Can we hear the trailer for that?
Can we? Legally? I mean, you know, screw the law, man.
Hey, I feel like there aren't laws where we are now.
I'll dial 911, and if something illegal happens while we're listening to it, I'll dial another one.
Again. That's going to clear us in the court of law. That's right.
Is Dave even in there?
Nah, Dave's somewhere else.
Dave's not here, man.
Yeah, all right, never mind, I guess.
Fair enough. Cheech and Chong freak.
Fair enough.
He was watching Cheech and Chong earlier in here before we came on the radio.
He was watching Nice Dreams.
Yeah, he was watching Corsican Brothers.
Is that
the worst?
Oh, my
God. It's the worst one. It's a remake of some shitty swashbuckling movie, and he loves it. Dave's always telling me, he's like, well, I was watching Corsican Brothers last night.
God, I'd rather watch that 70s show than Corsican Dreams.
Come on, man.
What do you guys think of this show? Winner or loss?
This show tonight?
Yeah.
The show's scale of
1 to 13.
The show is underappreciated right now. So right now I'm going to give it a 4.
I mean this episode.
This episode right now I'm going to give it a 4, but in 5 years time I'm going to give it a 14.
Yeah, I give it a solid 6 and then give it
6 of 10 or 6 of 13?
13.
Yeah, I think I'm on the 6 or 5 or 13.
Yeah. But it's underappreciated. People can't wrap their head around The Other Side.
I was more engaged this week than last week.
Well, see, that's going to pay off.
You wore your shades the whole time last week.
Well, I did.
That's true.
You might have done a couple bong rips before the show.
Whoa, really?
Then you pontificated
like
a lot.
Whoa,
yeah.
Really?
No one could see your eyes, so it's hard to tell what was going on.
Yeah, we didn't know what was happening.
The window to the soul, man.
What do you think, JPJ?
I mean, Dave.
There's no such thing as JPJ.
He exists on another plane, man.
How about yes and, dude?
He exists only in our memories.
No. Let me pick this one up, man. No, it's not like that, man. Like, you got to zap him with your siren, man. We're on the other side, man. There's no bass in this band, man. You know, there's just a guy playing keyboards and a guy who's, like, you know, breaking on through to the other side out front, man. Thanks for listening, man. Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network.punk, man. We'll see you next week, man.